wilderness.
Guns.
Wilderness.
Guns.
Hey, Pa!
Guns.
Wilderness. Wilderness.
Hey, Pa!
Wheat Sparkies, those delicious, nutritious breakfast cereals shot from guns. Yes, shot from guns.
We can't stop. Get up in there.
We'll just sit back and wait.
Burst forth the gigantic grains of goodness.
They want shooting, we'll give them their money's worth. Come on.
We'll just sit back and wait. Guess you can start on the harmonica now, Jingle.
Better put that fancy gun in your hand. You might need it.
All right. I'll take my gun.
Now we're going to have that talk.
My money.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns. Those who dig. You dig.
The difference between justice and murder.
He's coming out. I can see his horse.
Gosh, what excitement.
Go ahead. Load up and shoot.
I was right there listening, and I just couldn't leave till I heard both the stories.
Time sure flies. You only know how to play, or do you know how to shoot?
I don't kid you with this one bullet if you try to take his gun. So, come on, take it. If you can.
Hand it over. You'll be dead before you can draw the hammer back.
That's so.
Good shooting. Very good shooting.
Where'd you get that?
Come on, boy. Stay back and hold two shots. Now who wants the second one?
Well, you know music. And you can count.
Bravo. All the way up to two.
Drop your gun, sir.
Don't do it. He killed Sal, but we got four guns. He's only got one bullet left in that Derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
If that's true. Count to three.
All the way up to six, if I have to.
When I say three, draw one.
If you say two, I'll kill
the count. Two.
Gee, I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Gosh, what excitement. Fight!
Hey, wait a minute. Good shooting.
No, don't shoot again, you cop.
That wasn't Bill, that was me, Jingles. And don't break for that door again.
Stop it, man.
Bring it down.
You missed it.
It was too late. Fly.
You crazy-eyed fool.
What are we going to do, sir?
Start floating in. I'll come in from this side.
Get used to it.
All right. All right. All right, I will. I'll live like you town people.
Get off here. Get off here. Get off here. You have a gun.
Hey, Emil.
Get off here. Get off here.
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Get off here.
Hey,
you have a gun. Get off here.
Joey's got a car just like yours, man.
Get off here. You have a gun.
Yo, man, what do you think, buddy?
Get off here. Get off here. Get off here. Get off here.
How come you're not taking much more? Let me say a rebel stand because I think it's time to rebuild.
What are you planning on doing?
Come on,
Cobra, assault cannon, state of the art, bang bang.
Do it now.
If you have the gun.
Do it now.
If you have the gun.
Shotgun shells, 20 gauge, 12 gauge.
Arm like us. Do it now.
9 millimeter shells. 45s.
It's off here.
30-06.
Do it.
You know?
What did you have in mind? What are you going to do?
I will resort to violence. Do it when I don't know what else.
You know, I don't walk around town with my Ingram, but I do have one, and I'm ready for it when it does come down.
Do it now.
It depends on if you have the gun.
I'm a firm believer one of these days Armageddon will stand.
Come on, people, let's all go.
You know, Posse Comitatus, they're a bigoted extreme group, but they kind of got the right idea.
Guns.
Police found the talk show host's body sprawled next to one of his cars just outside a garage.
In other words, if someone ransacks my building and I shoot them, I am a murderer.
In some instances, that is true.
I will resort to violence when I don't know what else.
Denver police say they found 10 spent shell casings near Allen Berg's body. More news in a minute.
He was pointing at his wife, he was pointing at his kids, and then he pointed at his TV, he pulled the trigger, and blew his TV on.
Police, gunshot.
If you have the gun,
don't shoot until he says so.
Do it now.
Do it, man. Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robberies, suicides, and war.
What's the point of all the guns?
Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robberies, suicides, and war.
What's the point of all the guns?
For protection. Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robberies, suicides, and war.
For protection.
Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robberies, suicides, and war. Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides, and war.
For protection, move
forward. Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides.
For protection.
And war. Hunting,
protection,
murder, target practice, revolutions,
protection,
robberies, suicides, and
protection,
war.
Lay down. Protection, protection.
Hunting,
lay down.
Murder. Target practice,
move forward,
and war.
Protection,
good, and lay down.
Good.
Protection, move forward, and lay down.
But what's the point of all the guns?
For protection. Once you have 5 rounds in your hand, load and lock.
Do it now.
Don't shoot until we say so.
If Russia or something ever attacks this country, they've got shows out of it. What's Red Dawn saying?
If you have the gun,
pull the trigger,
do it,
and it's gonna fire.
Don't shoot until we say so.
We often hear guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Do it now.
If you fire, then yes, sir, you will be held accountable for it because they are running away from you.
Firearm injuries have an extremely high fatality rate, and that's at 15 times the rate for knife assault. So you go at somebody with a knife, you're 1/15th as likely to kill them as to go at them with a gun. I think that's obvious.
They're gonna use their gun. Is there anybody at all in the line of fire that could be hit?
These deaths would largely be replaced by non-fatal injuries if guns were not handy.
Okay, whatever.
And that's the point of all this.
Now let's see, what else? Oh yeah, sound. Drawer open. Gun taken out. Click of breech. Whirl of chamber. Bullets inserted in chamber. 3, 4, 5, and 6. Gun in drawer. Drawer closed.
People without guns injure people. People with guns kill them.
That is true, sir.
Well, I have to admonish you in the fact that I was robbed. I shot the son of a bitch who invaded my apartment, and I have no choice against me whatsoever.
Come on in. Have a seat. Here, by the desk.
The woman is unarmed.
Here's a loaded gun. Take it.
Please put it away.
Take it in your hand.
No, I'd rather not.
No, it's very obedient. Fire, unless you press
Think
now, think. One touch of your finger, and you kill me. One little touch. Very delicate instrument, trigger. There's a sense of power there. Feel it?
I guess I feel it.
You can give it back to me now.
You saw the woman drop the gun.
Look at this gun.
Please put it down. It makes me terribly nervous.
Do you have any money?
A little.
How much?
$5 maybe and some change.
Give it to me.
Here.
Now, why did you give me the money?
Because you asked me for it.
Because you were hoping I'd put down the gun? If I had said, here, One kiss and I'll put down the gun. What would you do?
I suppose I'd give you...
But a kiss? That would be harder to give, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Kiss me.
But you could have shot her.
There.
Thank you.
No, put down the gun, please.
No.
But you said you would.
I said nothing of the kind. And if I had said it, you would have been foolish enough to believe me. You can't trust a man with a gun. You feel helpless, don't you?
Yes.
While you could give me money, there was hope. While you could give me love, there was hope.
I will resort to violence when I don't know what else to do.
And if I told you that right now, this moment, I'm going to pull this trigger and blow you to bits, tell me, what would you say?
Would you react to that?
I'd try to talk you out of it.
What would you say?
I wouldn't know what to say.
Then I'd shoot.
53% said yes, you would shoot. 47% said no, you would not shoot.
I'd tell you about the electric chair.
Very little threat to a man about to kill. Later, perhaps, when he's running away, then he'll think about consequences, but not now. Now it's only kill. Now, what else? What else would you say?
I'd beg him.
He wouldn't listen.
I'd plead with him. I'd say, please don't kill me.
And if he still wouldn't listen?
Then I'd die.
Yes, you'd die.
Or she could have shot you.
I think I'd better be going.
No. We're not even started yet. This, just a sample plot. Have it if you want to.
Bravo.
If you did not shoot the woman, you made the right choice. But if she distracted you and you weren't watching the man, you are dead.
Guns. 12 gauge autoloader.
The Beretta. From Italy.
That's Italian. No pump or auto.
The Ford F-16 from the United States.
The 45 lung slide with laser sighting.
It's a brand new. We just got them in. That's a good gun.
It's all here.
Just touch the trigger, the beam comes on, and you put the red dot where you want the bomb to go.
It's all here.
Do this.
Speaking of Mac 10.
Anything else?
From Israel. The Uzi 9mm.
Uzi 9mm.
It's all here.
Are your weapons, buddy?
It's all here.
This is ideal for home defense.
The Russian AK-47.
Which will it be?
All.
It's all here. It's all
close
here.
It's all here.
Gun. Like fun, doesn't it? Well, rocking and rolling on full auto did a lot of fun.
They felt the women had been ignored.
I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands.
This gun is one of the most well-known machine guns in the world.
Guns.
Not only because it has been featured in numerous Hollywood movies,
guns.
But also because it has spread underworld popularity.
Guns.
The Mac 10 is a weapon of choice because of its concealability. Ability.
Guns.
With this gun, even I could stop most of the bad guys out there.
Guns.
As you can see, this gun is really fast.
Guns.
It fires a 9mm round at a rate of 1,200 rounds per minute.
Guns.
That's like 20 shots per second.
Guns.
Not only that, it weighs just 6.25 pounds and it's only 10.5 inches long.
Guns.
Hello,
guns.
My name is Julie and this is the M16.
Guns.
I'm shooting the MPK submachine gun.
This is a real gun.
Made in Germany.
Guns.
The MP stands for machine pistol.
This is a real gun.
This gun fires the 9mm cartridge at a rate of 550 rounds per minute.
Guns.
That's close to 10 rounds per second.
Double or disable operates in a household appliance.
What surprises me is how easy this gun is to handle.
Guns.
I guess that's what makes it so much fun.
Guns.
The barrel on the MPK is 6 inches long, and I'm shooting it with a 30-round magazine.
Guns.
It weighs just 6.5 pounds.
Guns.
And has a clever folding wire stock.
Guns.
Those Germans really know how to make a machine gun.
Now, this is a real gun, not one of those wimpy, machine guns.
I've never fired a gun before in my life.
Guns.
But
guns.
Let me tell
guns.
You, once I got that machine gun in my hands, there was no stopping me.
Guns.
It's a blast. I love it.
What a blast.
It's a blast. It's a blast. It's a blast.
That was a blast.
We started out telling a little history with a little music like Annie Get Your Gun and A Pioneer Dressed Woman. And the storyline developing through the dance hall girl who had to protect herself in various ways. All of these having various concealed firearms. And then into the contemporary businesswoman in a business suit, the recreational woman.
I will resort.
A police officer.
We know criminals will always get guns.
The security guard.
Enough. Give me that gun before somebody gets hurt. Stand back.
Beach woman clad in a bikini.
Stand back.
Okay, all right. Stop right there.
Stand back.
Where do you conceal the gun in a bikini?
Stand back.
Hey, I was arrested for that.
Yeah.
What do you expect? It's my first time ever fired a gun.
Yeah.
Much less a machine gun.
Guns.
I'll get
guns.
Hi there. My name is Lisa, and this is the H&K G3.
Fine.
The G3 fires a 7.62 NATO round at 550 rounds per minute.
Guns.
This gun really packs a punch. Wow.
A lot of kick to that, I'll tell you. As demonstrated in the fashion show, even when the firearm was exhibited, about 90% of the people never even saw it or where it was. They just saw it appear.
Now, where else did you find places to conceal deadly weapons?
Firearms.
Okay.
There are lots of deadly weapons. We're only dealing with firearms.
Okay.
We're taking this from a defensive posture.
You want about your business?
Ankle holsters. There were garter belt holsters. Midriff holsters, which are not unlike a tank top. And the holster sewn into that, and it fits underneath the breast area.
Hello, I'm Tish. I'm shooting the Thompson submachine gun.
Hi, how are you? I'm Denise from San Diego, California, and I'm going to show you how to shoot the AK-47 automatic rifle. The standard issue to the Soviet bloc armies, I might add.
It's a big gun.
This gun weighs 9 pounds, 7 ounces, and fires 600 rounds per minute.
Guns. The 50-round drum is a lot of fun because you can just shoot and just keep on shooting.
Here's the other window out. We have the shoulder holster, then the standard hip holster, and waistband holsters.
The horizontal shoulder holster was the perfect accessory for the businesswoman of the 80s.
Yeah, there you go.
What about ball gown?
Yeah.
My name is Adrian. How are you doing today?
Guns.
I'm shooting the world-famous Uzi submachine gun.
Guns.
I can just imagine stopping a group of terrorists in their tracks with this magnificent weapon.
Guns.
The Uzi is a bit heavy at 7.5 pounds,
guns.
But
guns.
That gives it some heft and something to hang on to.
Guns.
There's
guns.
Something about having a gun in your hands and being able to control it.
Guns.
I don't know what it is, but all the girls talked about it. Anytime you want to go shooting, just give me a call.
What's next?
Put me on.
I really don't know anything about guns, but when the producer said I was going to be shooting the Uzi, I immediately recognized it as the gun the presidential secret service men carry under their coats.
What's next?
Put me on.
Do the firearms themselves come in fashion colors?
Well, believe it or not.
No, I am.
Oh, no.
We're here at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here.
Oh, no.
Just got a call on the radio for all units along the industrial.
Oh, no.
To pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here.
No.
You understand there has been a shooting?
Oh, no. She called. Oh, no. She called. Oh, no. She called. Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Something has happened.
The motorcade sped on. The motorcade sped on.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade.
Guns.
As he was being let out, now he's being let back. He was
gentlemen. Senator Kennedy has been...
I hope they can get the gun out of his hand.